This is the 99.1 PLR Chaz and AJ Week in Review podcast, an unedited, unfiltered look back at this week in shows.
Excuse me. Back over the air, ready?
We are live, according to Leah.
Oh, good. You missed my burp.
We are live. Hello, Facebook. Zero watchers now, right? Let me know when there's one that will start. We have one viewer.
All right.
Who's the first viewer?
Welcome.
I can't see that.
Oh.
Now
two.
Now
three.
There's three. My God.
Hello, all three. Yes.
They're rabbits.
You know who you are.
They're multiplying.
Lisa.
Lisa.
Lisa's in there. Lisa was number two.
Number two.
Number one.
First to comment.
There's six now.
First to comment.
Mamsie.
Oh, what'd she say?
First. And now Mamsie. Hello, everybody.
What'd she say? Any good?
It's like Joey a party. Buds. We're all gathering up. Like, we just opened up the trunk. We pulled the cooler out.
Right.
And now people in the parking lot are gathering.
Yeah, but there's actually chicks this time.
Yeah.
Yeah.
How many now, Leah?
16.
All right, time to start.
Wow.
Welcome to the Chaz and AJ Week in Review podcast Facebook Live thing. I'm Chaz. That's AJ.
What up?
Pam's over there.
Hi.
Phil's over there. We're monitoring your comments and questions. So if you have any, please let us know.
Yeah, watch your language.
And then you could share this thing, too. That would be really cool if you do that.
Don't fuck this up.
We'll give you... What'd you say?
I told him to watch your language. Don't fuck it up.
All
yeah.
right. And Leah's behind the camera there.
Hi, Leah!
Hello.
Where do you want to start? Monsters Ball?
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah. What is everyone going to be?
People are telling us already in the comments.
Really?
What?
Oh.
What we're going to be?
Lisa is going to be Princess Vespa this year from Spaceballs.
Oh, smooth.
That's
okay.
Awesome.
That's
smooth
cool.
Move.
Yeah.
Yep.
How did she change her hair? She didn't have the...
She had headphones. Those things like Princess Leia had.
Right.
And she took them and she goes, what?
that's right. Why.
Yeah. There were headphones.
Oh, right. Maybe someone should be Barf.
Oh, Barf be awesome. But
go ahead, Pam. You could be Barf.
There you go.
And then someone should be an asshole.
Right. Major asshole.
Major asshole.
I'm surrounded by assholes.
Fun fact, his name is Philip J. Asshole.
Right.
Oh.
Major asshole.
Huh. I think I could play that part.
You could be Major Hooters.
Yeah. All right. What else? What are you going to be?
Well, okay. Here's where how my costume morphed.
AJ's dilemma.
Originally was going to be Guy Fieri from...
Nothing is fucking easy.
Right.
This guy.
Right.
Love
so
look what I have
name.
To deal with over here.
So I went to go find... And you would think a blonde, spiky wig would be easy to get. No. Not one effing place has it. And I've been everywhere.
This is a long story?
So no. It's going to be very short.
The question was, what are you
going to
be?
So I'm now going to be a surfer dude.
You did that already.
I did that 2 years ago, yes. It was that or Dee Snider, but with Dee Snider, I have to wear boots.
You did that already.
I know. Well, that's what's going to... Again, I tried to
AJ
do something...
AJ just wants to show his feet. So it's a costume that... Mm-hmm. It's like a woman with big boobs who wants to like wear a low-cut shirt, which I don't have a problem with.
Right.
But, you know, AJ has to show his feet off no matter what.
Yeah, see, I also would think more like the lines of the boots wearing for Dee Snider. It's going to make my foot hurt within about an hour, and I'm going to be an asshole to everybody. So I'll be Dee Snider.
All right.
You should try the costume shop I went to last night. It was actually...
I'm done looking.
Oh.
I'm done looking.
Okay.
It's going to cut you right off.
I'm done looking. Nope. I got shit I got to do. I'm done looking. Fuck it.
What do you
got
to do?
For a couple hours.
Now you're getting mad.
Well,
look what I got to deal with over here.
I got to drop off the fair lane. I got shit I got to do beforehand, and then there's the thing.
Andrea's not impressed with AJ's costumes.
No? Well, good for her.
Right.
And here's a thought, and I'm doing it for you.
Usually people celebrate this thing, you know, Halloween costumes. Yay, we're excited.
Andrea's back says AJ should go as a big toe.
Oh.
You've
How
never
you do
done that?
That.
Last year you wore a flip-flop, right?
I was a flip-flop, yes.
You were a flip-flop.
Yeah, that was a suggestion from the tribe.
All right. Does anyone have any ideas for AJ that's really easy to put together?
Yeah. Right,
you can put together with household stuff. You don't have to go out shopping.
Right.
All right. So post it and Phil's looking.
I can go as a nude dude.
Okay.
Yeah. I mean, you could.
Whatever you'd like.
I could. I don't want to scare everybody.
Well,
hey,
Halloween.
What's that in the salad?
Pam?
I'm attempting. I only have one part of my costume.
So,
ready.
So far, no one has their costume together.
I was really struggling this year.
Mine's together.
Because you don't do anything.
Like
Phil?
I said.
I'm with Keith on this. It's stupid after a certain age and like, who cares? Like, just why spend money?
Because it's fun.
It's not.
See, we have the Halloween spirit.
Let go of your...
Why don't you just do Amanda's what you like, and I'll just do what I...
You just want to be miserable. You want to be miserable. I think that's what it is.
Phil, you're going to be her designated driver.
Deal.
Done.
Yeah.
I'll wear my little driving gloves.
Exactly, right. Little driver's cap.
Who wants, little hat. But you don't want someone at a party who's like, this is stupid.
Exactly. Right?
Oh, we never found
what Pam
was.
Like sit in the car.
So what was Pam going to be? We never finished it.
Right.
So I have just the wig of my costume.
The wig?
The wig, yeah.
Oh, okay.
And I'm going to try to be a guest on the show that we had earlier this week.
Carmine?
Oh, my God, that's funny. That's funny, but no, Fran Drescher. I'm going to try to be the nanny.
Oh.
I just...
Oh, you'd be perfect.
So I have a wig, and I have fake lashes. Now, I didn't have time to look for an actual outfit, so I'm going to go to Goodwill today after the show.
I thought she was going to dye her hair blue and be Lisa Lampanelli.
I was very close to doing that.
Oh, but you could do Fran's voice, though, right?
Mr. Sheffield!
Okay, so imagine that all night, people. Look at that. Also, no wants to go.
I love it.
Thank you.
Pam's always very creative. AJ's very creative. They usually both put their costumes together from scratch and look great. Dee Snider, you knocked it out of the park.
Right. Keep that thought tonight.
Any ideas for AJ on Facebook? Nothing.
Somebody had up there a little bit. I can't remember his name. He said Dr. Scholl, which maybe there's, I don't know, you could do something. Maybe Dr. Scholl has
again,
a look.
No.
Maybe he has a look, Phil. Stop being so miserable.
I don't think Dr. Scholl is actually a person.
I think what they're saying is, you know, because it ties into the foot. So you wear a doctor's coat, which we probably have in the office. Right. And then you wear your flip flops and then you can put some Dr. Scholl stuff in your pockets.
That's funny.
And your Dr. Scholl.
That's funny.
Right.
Someone said AJ should be the Hulk, but I can't envision himself painting himself green.
No, but he gets angry quickly.
I do.
Right.
Believe if I could turn into the Hulk, I would.
I don't feel like we'd be safe if you
No, you guys be all right.
I was kind of hoping that Dr. Scholl would have like a
depends on what time of day.
Someone said AJ should be the Fonz. He's the official Happy Day historian.
Oh, my God, that's it.
You can't slick this hair back. It doesn't look good.
You got to get a wig. I'm done shopping, baby.
I'm done.
We're going to have to deal with it.
All right, so maybe Dr. Scholl. I'll look through the office.
Right. All right.
You can wear a shawl.
More of that tonight. Yeah, really. I'm with you.
That's the tease of this. What did Pam say that made Phil walk out?
Oh, made all of us walk out.
What about Phil? We should have some ideas for him. He's got to do something. You're not going to just go dress like that.
Why?
Why not?
Just don't
dress up.
I'm 31 years old. I don't dress up anymore.
I'm 54.
Yeah, well, you do what makes you happy. I don't want to fucking dress up.
I got an idea,
Phil. Every year I dress up. Then, like, okay. Well, why didn't you do it this way?
I got an idea.
I don't care.
I got an idea.
Why even pretend?
I got an idea.
I can't win $1,000 anyway.
No one's listening to me. Right. No one's listening to me.
It's not
no
about you.
I'm just saying. I have an idea for you, which is nice and easy. You put on a Hawaiian shirt. You're one of the Beach Boys. Remember they had beards? Like in the 70s, they all had beards.
Oh, Brian Wilson?
One of the Beach Boys, yeah.
I think.
Wow. All right.
Or he was also like a tear everything up, heavier.
Just tear everything up, mess your hair up, and you're Tom Hanks from what was that movie where he was like stranded?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, with Wilson the Ball. Wilson.
Yeah, just bring a volleyball.
Castaway.
Castaway.
I'm going to look up actors with beards and see what comes up.
But see, he doesn't want to do anything.
Oh, gotcha.
And you know what's funny? When he does do something, he shows up and he's all pissed off. You know, what was that year he came and we're all like, what are you supposed to be?
Oh, The Life Aquatic.
The Life Aquatic.
I think that was the last... Was that last year?
No.
I did... So it was that, and then before that, I was Lil Mac, the boxing game from Mike Tyson's Punch-Out. I had the green gloves and everything. I gave myself a black eye. Everyone's like, what the fuck are you? I was like, get out of my face.
Exactly.
I'm done with this.
And like, they had a black
eye. Why the fuck? Like, I spent an hour putting this fucking black eye makeup on. No one gives a shit. Like, I don't want to dress up.
No, give a shit
no
enough
one
to ask.
No, it was not an ask. It was like, oh, what is this? Oh, I'm going to put a black guy and go to the party.
Well, we just didn't know. We just wanted to know. That's all.
Yeah. How about Chuck Norris?
Who said that?
Me. I'm just looking at pictures of
actors with beards.
Actors with beards.
Yeah.
There's someone that said that Phil should go as Al from Tool Time.
Oh, my God. All you need is a flannel.
A flannel shirt and a tool belt.
That's it.
Maybe I could do that next year.
It takes a year to prepare.
And then Amanda, your girlfriend, could be the what's
she
her
name? She already has
Heidi?
Her costume.
What does she mean?
We don't know if she wants to unveil it until.
Oh, gotcha. Okay.
Jennifer told me what it was.
She'll be fine. She's going to be one of the witches from Hocus Pocus.
And she didn't ask me to be a witch. Bette Midler, I would have liked to be involved. I love Hocus Pocus.
Well, all you have is a wig, Pam. All you have is a wig, so you can still be that.
That's too late. I'm not going anywhere.
I'm done, guy.
I'm done.
Just be yourself.
Just going to Goodwill.
But this is what happens. Everyone's like, oh, I love to dress up. Well, what are you doing? I don't know. I don't have everything yet. I only have the way. I love dressing. I love to do it. I don't know what I'm going to be. I haven't put a lot of thought into this. I still have to decide.
I can tell you some of these costumes are pretty amazing when they walk in.
Oh, yeah.
You can tell that they put a lot of time into it.
We were all to shame.
Whether it was planning or getting into the costume or both, pretty amazing.
Yeah, how about you?
Lauren came with her fiancé or boyfriend, the web girl.
Yeah.
Beauty and the Beast, right?
Right, yeah.
That was really great.
Yep.
Yeah.
And then her friend came as like a candle.
And I think they're all coming tonight. I think they're all going to be there as well.
But that one girl had like all body paint on.
Yeah.
Like you got to have a body to pull that
Yeah, because Dave Riley took a selfie with her ass.
Yeah.
Remember?
So a lot of people watching on Facebook Live right now are suggesting that Phil be the brawny man, which he attempted.
Did he do that one year?
You were last year.
He did it badly.
He was last year.
He did it badly, remember? Because the brawny man had a different kind of facial hairstyle than Phil had.
Well, it's this year's brawny.
Do you remember what happened?
This is exactly what happened last year. Pam kept going to the brawny man. I said, I am not the brawny man. I'm the scrawny man. And I was going to bring an empty roll of paper towels.
Which is funny.
Like, but the brawny man doesn't have a beard. I was like, but the scrawny man does.
Exactly.
Yes, it does.
See, it's
and
your
this is why I don't care.
This is
why I don't care.
No,
it doesn't matter to me.
This not wearing a costume is a protest against Pam.
No,
I don't care. Phil saying, Pam, shut the fuck up.
No, Pam can do whatever she can dress up and have her wigs and be all happy.
You created this.
I don't care. I never cared
You've
about Halloween.
Him to the point where he doesn't want
to. This has nothing
anything.
To do with anybody but
oh,
me.
No,
I hate dressing up.
This is your mess, Pam.
And when I do, I just feel picked on, so I'm not doing it anymore.
Yeah.
So you do feel picked on. So you're not immune to us.
It has nothing to do with you.
So, Chaz, how about you?
Make sure when you see Phil tonight, you ask him what his costume is.
God, maybe.
And then whatever he says, say, that's stupid.
It is, because I'll be nothing.
Right.
So
you'll be Phil.
So,
you know what you should do? You should walk around with a pen and a pad. I'm a fact checker, Phil.
Oh, no.
Oh, my God.
No, just put like doctor on your shirt and you're Dr. Phil.
That's genius.
This way, just write doctor and then you're
doctor.
Dr. Phil.
Right.
So we'll have two doctors from the morning show.
That's right. Dr. Scholl and Dr. Phil.
Maybe. If I could find a lab coat in there where I'm Dr. Scholl.
Yeah.
You should get like a sign that says void so you could be filling a void.
Turning her mic. All right. Open window for
I'm
that one, Leah.
I'm surprised it took that long.
Yeah, really? I was wondering how long it's going to take. How about you, Chaz?
I'm going to be, have you seen those? So I always want to do something, and then I wait till last minute, and then I order off of one of those sites.
And then they don't come in.
Mine is not going to be original or, you know, something you haven't seen. I'm going to be one of those guys who looks like they're riding the shoulders of a little person.
Oh, that's cool.
Right? So I have a little, like, it's a leprechaun looking guy, right? And I'm on top of him. I'm riding his shoulders.
Nice.
So the great thing about this costume is you're not wearing a mask. You drink as much beer as you want. You can talk. You don't have to take a mask off or disassemble the costume.
What you should do?
You go to bathroom, generally easy.
You'd be pissing out of his head.
Yeah.
No, what you should do, you should turn his head around.
Now, why would I turn a man's head around on my crotch?
I'm just for the hell of it. Because it's funny.
Yeah, I'm good.
Okay.
It's different if you're receiving and not giving, I would say.
Yeah, if there's money involved, it's not dealing. You're just trying to pay bills.
I feel like it doesn't count if you're receiving, but if you're, right? Like, it's not gay unless you give it to them, is what I'm trying to.
Oh, wait.
I don't know. That's what I would say.
And here's the part where it gets awkward.
If
you
want to
zoom in on that?
Yeah, yeah. Get over there. Get Pam's face.
Yeah, get the code red
if
going on.
If you are just receiving a blowjob from a man, I don't think that makes you
backing
gay.
Backing way out of this one.
I don't think it makes you gay, right?
Why?
Because it's just a mouth.
It's just a mouth.
I'm not the
you sound
only
like Bill Cosby.
Had,
you know, it's just a mouth.
Really?
It's not blowjob.
I've heard people
just
say
mouth.
That. Like comedians will say that. Like, oh, if
they're Canadians.
Ron White said it in a special recently.
And people laughed.
You're laughing.
Yeah.
I'm laughing.
We're laughing at your awkwardness.
But if, yeah.
Why? Have you ever?
No. Okay. No, never. Never been there.
All right.
Never received?
Nope. Mm. Never.
Mm. All right.
I'm just saying.
So, your costume sounds cool, Chaz. This is cool. Okay.
I'm sure this is not the first time Pam's had this conversation in a bar with someone.
In bars, yeah. I talk a lot of things.
Hey, you know, it's not gay. You know.
You just need nachos.
Even if it was, it wouldn't be bad.
Just a mouth.
I just need some.
Saying, just a mouth.
I just need some protein.
I don't even want to ask.
Yeah. Girls got to get by. So.
No one agrees with me.
No one's gotta, girls got to get by.
I'm not surprised.
Yes.
All right. Then, Lee, are you going to be there or no?
I was on the show. I'll be filming it.
Oh, she's all right. So make sure you go by.
She'll be film girl.
She's going to be film girl. Oh, okay. And then Street Pete will be there getting audio.
Right.
Right. So
and Chin Turn's going too, apparently.
Oh, really?
Yeah. He told me in the men's room. He said, "Yeah, I'll see you tonight."
Was he talking about the same thing?
Yes, he was.
Okay. Anything else?
I'm done.
All right.
What? How can you embarrass us more?
We had some great guests this week.
We did.
Carmine Appice.
Oh, great man.
Peace.
Great man.
Just drummed with everybody, partied with Hendrix. I mean, story after story after story. If you haven't heard it, like Phil cut it all together as one long piece. If you like classic rock, man, that is the way to go. I met him. We've had him on the show before, but I met him for the very first time in our men's room. So I walk in, I'm walking through the station and I'm like, I heard that he was in the building. I don't see him in the kitchen. Mm. I walk through the lobby. I don't see him in the lobby. I walk into the men's room and I see two black shoes under the stall. I'm like, I wonder if that's Carmine Appice.
He was dropping an Appice.
He was dropping a vanilla fudge.
He was
set me free. Why don't you, babe? Yeah.
Yep. So, nice guy though.
Yeah. Really nice guy.
Sweet man.
And I think we're gonna have him at the toy drive.
Awesome.
Plus we have two announcements on Monday. I might as well make them now for you.
Okay.
Oh, nice.
Can we do that? When I get yelled at?
Since you sat through the whole thing.
Oh wow.
We
appreciate your bonus.
It.
Here you go.
The Chaz and AJ pasta dinner to benefit the Chaz and AJ McDermott Chevrolet Lexus toy drive. It's going to happen Wednesday, November 14th at Vazzy's in Monroe.
Oh.
We did this last year. It was one of the best friggin' times.
So delicious, too.
It's a small group of people, so it sells out fast. And then we just have the best time. And so much food, 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 food.
Yep, all family
great
style.
People. It's only $25, and every single penny going to the toy drive.
Yep.
So you eat, we hang together, it all goes to the toy drive.
Smooth.
We'll have tickets tonight at the Monsters Ball. But tickets will be on sale online Monday. And then the Chaz and AJ Helping Hands. Head to WPLR.com Monday. And if you think you know someone who needs help around Thanksgiving, Arts TV and Appliance.
Yes.
Going to donate a stove and a bunch of other stuff. I don't want to give too many details. But if you know someone who's down on their luck who could use some help around Thanksgiving, go to WPLR.com Monday. So those are the big announcements coming Monday. I'm Chaz, that's AJ.
Oh boy.
Pam's over there.
Bye.
And there's Phil.
Yeah, no, that it's not just a mouth.
Mouth is a mouth.
There's a whole human being behind that.
A mouth is a mouth.
It's just a mouth.
There's a whole person behind that.
You know, it's usually AJ that comes up with the slogans. Little catchphrase, a mouth is a mouth.
The Chaz and AJ Week in Review Podcast. Tune in to the live show weekdays from 5:30 a.m. to 10 a.m. only on 99.1 PLR or online at WPLR.com.
The Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall is turning up the heat this summer. Buy now with no down payment and no payments for 120 days.
That means no payments until fall.
No payments until fall. With over 8,000 cars, trucks, and SUVs available, there's something for every budget and lifestyle. Pick your ride, get approved, and drive home today with nothing due until autumn. But hurry, these offers won't last forever. Visit Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall and take advantage while selection is strong.